This is a message that I brought some years ago. I remember that Dr. Mike's father asked me later if he could get the notes. I knew it must have been a winner of a message. show the picture. There we go. Oh, we already saw that. Okay. I had to look all over for a picture like that. I almost had one down that said 2018. I was just forgetting it was for the next one. You recognize the phrase, "I press toward the mark." It's a meditation on Philippians 3, 13 and 14. And those verses are this, Philippians 3, 13 and 14. The apostle says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended." He says, I haven't got everything that is available to me. I'm not at the pinnacle. I haven't reached my limit. "But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind." Now for him, some of that would have been the bad stuff. He was hurting people. He was killing people. He was imprisoning people because of their faith in Christ. But it could also be the good stuff. It could be the challenges that he had won, the things that he had accomplished. "Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." We are living in a day when if something bad happens or if somebody fails in something, their first job is to find out who to blame. And somehow this is supposed to make them feel better. I don't see this in the Apostle Paul. So let me share with you briefly tonight 10 steps to press toward the goal. Step number one is the mark. What is he pressing toward? The mark. Well, by faith, envision yourself being formed into the image of Christ. That's what holiness is. Being formed into the image of Christ, being Christ-like. This is your greatest goal. Romans 8, 29. "For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren." The gathering in of brethren, the building of the family of God, this is what the whole predestination was about. And to accomplish this, we must be conformed to his image. Now, when you focus on that, when that becomes your desire, you tend to move automatically in the direction of your main desire. When that is your goal, everything about your life begins to move you in that direction. 2 Corinthians 3:18, "But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord." Here, the Lord would be more likely to be Jesus Christ, the glory of Jesus Christ. "As we are beholding the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord." It's like magic. It's the Holy Spirit does it. But we are focusing upon the glory of Christ. We're imagining him. We're seeing him. If he were in our shoes, if he were living our life, how he would be. And then we are changed into that same image. So, have the right mark. If you take a lesser goal, you can reach it, but it's not worth it, you see. Getting a little more money, getting a bigger house, getting a smaller house, whatever the goal might be. You can have all those goals as long as it's all to the purpose of the main goal that first comes being Christ-like. The second step, I. He doesn't say, I figure out who can do this for me. I accept complete 100% responsibility for everything you are and everything you will be. You don't get there, it's my responsibility, see. I am to be, I am to do, I have to take the responsibility. Think of yourself standing at the judgment seat of Christ. It will not be your neighborhood, it won't be your church standing, it'll be you. You standing before the Lord Jesus Christ. You will be held responsible for your life. So refuse to make excuses or to blame others for your problems or your shortcomings. In fact, stop complaining. I don't want to hear it. The people next to you don't want to hear it. And in fact, if you keep complaining, that's who you'll be. You'll be the complainer. And nobody wants to be around a complainer. Refuse to criticize others. Your decisions of life are up to you. I see this in Romans 14:10. But why dost thou judge thy brother? Or why dost thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ and answer for yourself. 2 Corinthians 5:10, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ that every one may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. So, step up. Say, what I do is for me to determine before the Lord. The third step is this. I press. I press. So, take the vision of what you want to be and create a written goal. Hardly anybody does this. Think of it as making your New Year's resolution. Make a written goal. I'll challenge you to write 10 goals to accomplish in this next year. 97% of all people never list their life goals. Just sort of a general thing. So let me give you three things to consider. Consider goals for your spiritual growth. So write down a goal for Bible reading, dedicated time in prayer, witnessing to others, provoking other believers to love and good works, stirring them up. Secondly, consider goals for your mental growth, such as setting a reading schedule of 5 books for the year. If you drive a lot, get the audiobooks. Let them read it to you. A routine for playing games that exercise the mind. Cultivating friendships with those with whom you can intellectually discuss things. And setting a schedule for learning something new. And then finally, consider goals for your physical growth, such as exercise, learning, putting into practice good eating habits, eliminate binge eating, and lazy inactivity. The things we know we should be doing. Write it down. Start seeing where you can put it into practice. This is when I press. Pressing toward a mark. Let's diversify that mark. The fourth step is this. I press, which very clearly, I think, indicates we are to hate slothfulness and love diligence. Diligence means hard work. Two four-letter words we don't really like very much, you know. Love what God loves, hate what God hates. Stir yourself up to that hatred for what God hates. Work hard to be an unashamed workman. Let me give you several verses. Proverbs 10:4. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand. Try working with the slack hand. But the hand of the diligent maketh rich. Proverbs 12:24. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful or deceitful shall be under tribute. Proverbs 12:27, the slothful man roasteth not that which he took in hunting, but the substance of the diligent man is precious. Proverbs 13:4, the soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. Proverbs 21:5, the thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness, but everyone that is hasty only to want. Proverbs 22:29, seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men or obscure men or just average men. Proverbs 27:23, be thou diligent to know the state of thy flocks. That was their substance. This was their business. Be diligent to know the state of your flocks, and look or set thy heart well to thy herds. He says, be careful in business, you see. 2 Timothy 2:15, study, which is a word literally meaning give diligence, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The one who is doing the pressing hates slothfulness and loves diligence. Step number 5, I press. Another thing this means is to recognize your spiritual gift and concentrate on it. Read through Romans 12, see what your spiritual gift is. Use your God-given strength to motivate yourself in your work. Think of the higher calling God has given you in your present work and duties. See how your spiritual gift can be exercised in doing of these. So he lists them in Romans 12:6-8. Then having gifts differing according to the grace that is given unto us, whether prophecy, this is where you have in your heart, thus saith the Lord, and you are trying to turn people to what God says, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Or ministry, this is the gift of service. Let us wait on our ministering, our serving. Let us be a true servant in our heart. Or he that teacheth, on teaching, gift of teaching. Or he that exhorteth, this is where you encourage them or scold them into taking steps of action. Let him focus on exhortation. He that giveth or imparteth, let him do so with simplicity or liberality. If your gift is giving, then God has given you the ability to make and grow money. And so find an opportunity to exercise that with simplicity. Then he that ruleth, that has the ability to organize, to put things in such a way that you can organize things, then do that with diligence. And then he, the seventh one is to showeth mercy, the gift of mercy. This is where you can sense the emotional state of people. You can read them fairly well, and do that with cheerfulness. Sometimes we read so much sadness in people that we tend to stay sad, but do it with cheerfulness. So find out what God has given you special abilities in, for every Christian has one of these gifts, and then focus on that, emphasize it, build yourself with that. The sixth step, I press, means commit yourself to excellence. He doesn't say I drift, I coast, I float. I press. Commit yourself to excellence. A friend of mine was a magician in Texas, and you've heard of in history, Peter the Great. His name was Peter. And magicians are always saying, the greatest magician, this, that. And he called himself Peter the Adequate. I always thought that was just funny. Peter the Adequate. Is your goal just to be good enough to get by? I press, you're committing yourself to excellence. Work to please God and not merely men. Work at your job to please God, not merely men. Envision doing your job as if your immediate boss was none other than Jesus Christ, your precious Savior. Develop the most important skill of your life, knowing God through His Word. That's your greatest skill. Search the Word to see how He wants you to do the job. David did that when he was a shepherd. A shepherd was looked down upon by most people. He learned how to handle weapons to protect the sheep. He learned how to play to keep himself awake, I think, and memorized the Word of God and turned it into songs. And the two skills of being the harpist and the person with the sling had him rise up to be a king. Proverbs 8:6, hear, for I will speak of excellent things. Hope you're paying attention, see? I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. Proverbs 22:20, have I not written to thee excellent things in counsels and knowledge? Philippians 1:10, that you may approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere without offense till the day of Christ. Not just getting along, but reaching for excellence. The seventh step is this. I press. It certainly indicates dedicate yourself to lifelong learning. The apostle was already well into his lifetime of missionary work when he said, I press. I'm still doing this. I press toward the mark of the high calling. So, dedicate yourself to be a disciple. This word at the heart of it is being a learner, being one who enters into the discipline of learning of Jesus. Commit to 30 to 60 minutes of reading a day, half an hour to an hour. Read the scripture first, then godly literature. Listen to instructional tapes or CDs. My U-Version Bible on my phone. I can get the passage and then click a thing at the bottom and it'll read it to me. I think it's Alexander Scorby, that wonderful voice, English voice, reading to me. And I can just sit back and listen to it. 2 Peter 1:5. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue, knowledge. Commit yourself to learning, knowledge, lifelong learning. Number 8, I press, means dedicate yourself to serving others. In the case of the Apostle Paul, that's what his entire ministry was about. Acquainting people who didn't know with Jesus Christ and salvation. Acquainting the people who did know about how better to live. His entire life was built around helping others, helping them grow, helping them develop, serving others. Learn humility and honesty in relationships with others. Love people to Christ. Consider how to serve God by serving others in your job, in your recreation, in your family duties, and in your casual interaction with others. Mark 10:45, Jesus said, for even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. The ninth step, I press. This certainly indicates set priorities and concentrate on accomplishing one thing at a time. This is not a general press. This is a specific press. This is moving on to a specific goal. So make a list of the things you need to do. Prioritize by asking, what is my highest value activity? Ask yourself, what results should I obtain? How will I know if I got this done, you see? Ask, what can I do that will make a difference? Philippians 1:10, that you may approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere without offense till the day of Christ. And the tenth step is this, I press. This is him doing it. Practice self-discipline in all things. Never have that area of your life where you're out of control. Don't allow yourself to get into that place where whenever you do that, whenever you go there, whenever you are in that situation, you go off. You lose control. Don't go there anymore. Don't do that anymore. Practice self-discipline in all things. Do what you should, when you should. The Bible calls self-discipline temperance. Temperance is self-discipline. Galatians 5:22-24. But the fruit of the Spirit, Christ, God, through the Holy Spirit, is trying to work this into your life. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. You taking the reins. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections, with the passions and lusts. You crucify the flesh that wants to send you back into that corruption. 2 Peter 1:5-7, beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith, your saving faith, virtue. Do the good things. To virtue, knowledge. Go to the Word of God, find out how to do that. To knowledge, temperance. Hold on. Keep holding on. Keep developing. To temperance, patience. Just keep going. Don't wear out. To patience, godliness. To godliness, brotherly kindness, showing love to the brethren. And to brotherly kindness, charity. The total Christian love that we can share with others. So 10 steps where we learn and perhaps choose to make this the goal for our new year, to press toward the mark. Let's pray, then I'll ask the deacons to come help me with the Lord's Supper. Father, thank you for your kindness to us, the opportunity to turn our hearts to thee, to recognize that your goal is not for us to lay on the couch until you come. You've given us a job to do. You've given us things to learn. You have given us things to unlearn and to undo. We pray, Father, you might help us to be faithful, diligent in all of these things. Let us say with the apostle, I press toward the mark. And in doing so, we honor thee. We pray these things then in Jesus' name. Amen.